So I'm Finn Aup Nielsen, and I work at the Technical University of Denmark. And want to ask this question: can we make a Wikidata presenter tool targeted at bibliographic information? So we already have Magnus Manske's very wonderful tool, Resonator. And if you put in a scientific author such as me into Resonator, you'll find that it creates timelines and a nice list of publications and other stuff, external links, for example, and runs on ToolForge, ready for use. But what if you want to have more complex information, extracting citations from the articles that are listed here, or aggregating publications for an organization? Well, this is not readily available in with the Magnus Manske's Resonator, but instead we started to create this website called Scolia that displays scholarly information extracted from Wikidata and runs also from the ToolForge web server under the Scolia name. So, and we developed it from GitHub under a GPL license, and I've mostly been the programmer, but most recently we have a lot of pull requests from Egon Willihagen and Daniel Mitchen, Jakob Fosch, Magnus Manske, and Andy Mappet has also come in with a few inputs. You see a sort of faint thing over here on the left side. That's a screenshot of a page from that. It gathers, built almost entirely from Wikidata query service outputs and gathers them on one page. For example, here for an author that gathers tables and plots of various kinds in their timelines and graphs. And we organize them in according to sort of aspects. So this might be an author, a work, organization, venue, series, publisher, sponsor, award, or topic. So for example, a researcher can be viewed as an author, or if there's a work about the author, biographic or something like that, then he can also be viewed as a topic. A university can both be an organization, a publisher, and perhaps also a sponsor. So it can be that kind of item, Wikidata item, can be viewed in multiple items, multiple aspects in Scolia. So if we zoom in on one particular kind of this in Scolia, on the author aspect page, we get one kind of plot here that's directly an output from the Wikidata query service. It's very much inspired by the work from Mishra and Torvild. They have what they call Legolas visualization. In this case here, where the query returns back the number of publications through years here as the x-axis, and or the years is an x-axis, and on the y-axis the number of publications. And here the color coding is also happening within the Wikidata query service. The color code is according to author role, so you've got first author, last author, middle author, or solo author. Other things we can do, for example, on the works aspect, displays information about perhaps a book, but most often a scientific paper. Here it is the citation panel for the work, a principal component analysis of 39 scientific impact measures papers. So it's written by Johan Bohn in 2009, and you see the citations there. And this kind of visualization is using a Blaze Graph RDF GAS API for these kind of graph queries that that follows the links, the citation links in multiple through multiple papers here. We can also look at one of the publishers aspect pages. Here it is for the PubMed Central, display the number of published articles and the number of citations for each of the works made by made in these journals here with that the PubMed Central publisher is publishing. Further on, for example, here's an organization aspect displaying the page production output per year for a specific research entity. Here's is DTU Compute System, my research section, again color coded according to author And yet another one here, a Wikidata query output of maps of Turing Award locations, the color-coded according, for example, to birth location or place of employment, or all the other kind of properties that are linked for Turing Award recipients. So this is on this particular URL here. And we can also, what we are working with most lately is combining multiple items. So here we are querying for a specific item here, Q2000 something, and another one, and look at them combined. For example, we can ask for papers that cite both of these papers here. Or in this case here, it's yet again a publication or a line chart from a Wikidata query service displaying the years here and the number of citations through the years. So they are very, I think it's almost going up towards 1,000 citations for one particular year for the blue one, which is cleavage of structural proteins during the assembly of the heads of bacteriophage T4. One thing that we're also working with is related to software. There's some you can view topics in Scolia, and we also focus on sort of specialized topics, sort of disease proteins, genes, and chemicals, biological pathways, and software, making specialized Sparkle queries that generate information from these kinds of specialized topics. So here it is for software aspect where we are looking on the P2283 property that display something about usage of software in paper. And this is about SPM, well-known program in functional neuroimaging. So this was started by Catherine Thornton that started to use this 22 and 83 property. And she will later today talk in this presentation here, and her later presentation will talk about these specific things here. So here you see that the papers where SPM has been used, their main theme has been something about gray matter, SPM 5, type 2 diabetes. And this is only a small subset of articles that are presently labeled with this kind of thing here. So they are not representative for the entire corpus of scientific works that use this kind of software. Not only do Scolia generate visualizations of information, but there's also a single possibility to type in new information or to forward that to Magnus Manske's quick statement. So in one of the menu items, you can copy and paste in ID from the archive preprint server, and it the Scolia will extract the item and then scrape data from the archive preprints website and format it according to the quick statement format and push it on. If you follow this link here to Magnus Manske's quick statements web service, and then this is put into Wikidata if it's not already there. So implementation of this, we are working in Python, and it's hopefully it should work both in Python 2.7 and Python 3.5. We're using the Flask framework because of its simplicity and nice tutorial. And then we're using JavaScript to do a bit of extra stuff to label items and inclusion of Wikipedia extracts and a setup of tables. So we are modifying the output of the Wikidata query service with JavaScript and use the wiki tables format so that we modify it to receive to change the links. So links in tables do not refer back to Wikidata, but rather to Scolia's here, and then we are testing with some of the ordinary tools available for Python development, Tox, Flake8, PyTest. And we, for contribution, we've got several open items there we are working on. That's the repo on GitHub. In particular, Egon Willihagen has made a number of pull requests at the moment around proteins, biological pathways, and chemicals. And there's an interesting Sparkle query on Citric, for example, on Citric Acid, where he combines information about units used in chemical properties, chemical physical properties, well, units and qualifiers and sources to display that. Yes, we deployed it on this Toolfort web server and currently running on Grid Engine and considering Kubernetes to get a better response stability. And one thing that you can also do with Scolia is generating bibliographic data. So if you since half a year ago, I started to use Wikidata as a backend from my my bibliographic reference management system. So instead of writing manually a BibTeX file within the LaTeX document document preparation system, I now use Wikidata, and then when I write a scientific article, and after doing these specialized LaTeX, BibTeX, LaTeX, LaTeX in standard LaTeX oriented document preparation procedure, and I also include sort of a Scolia command that takes out information from the document I'm writing and query the Wikidata to generate the to get the bibliographic information and then prepare it for the reference section in the scientific paper. So Scolia issues. So if you visit the paper, I think, and begin to compare it with the Research Index or Google Scholar, you'll find that we are far from complete, as you also heard in the wiki site talk just before. Far from complete, we got around 8 or 9 million or 10 million scientific articles, while there might be 100 million or more than 100 million scientific articles, particularly non-PubMed information. Articles are not lagging there, and citation information is also lagging. And then we got some issues that relate to how we are building stuff in Scolia using the Wikidata query service. For large organizations such as Harvard, that got very many notable researchers writing a lot of papers, we might experience then when we combining make queries that combine stuff so we can generate citations. We run into a Wikidata query service that simply takes too long to generate the results there. Also, some queries might generate large results. These might usually be graphs. For example, citations network quickly become very large, and we put in some limits here and there to not make them too large. Recently, also Egon Willihagen has pointed out that if you go and watch the page on aluminium as a topic, then the co-occurrence topic graph will be very large and not be displayed. But of course, there are also some good things. I think what we haven't really explored in Scolia is the use of Wikidata as a hub. There's much links to the many links to Google Scholar, Twitter, Scopus Wife, ResearchGate that you might be able to use. And of course, we got fairly good author disambiguation if you compare to other kinds of services. The data description is more detailed in many aspects. We got more properties that usually found in this Google Scholar and Scopus or ResearchGate. Main theme, genre, multiple affiliation with time point, sex of authors, license, sponsor, and for example, you can specify the software used in scientific papers and look on that. And there's a linking to much more than science. We got sort of everything in Wikidata, and Andrew Lee has pointed out, it's Wikidata is becoming the internet duct tape of that can solve anything. So we're looking forward and finding out what should we do with Scolia and Wikisite. I think building more scrapers, particularly for non-PubMed and non-DOI publications, and for Scolia on the website, we would like to make a better integration between panels and aspects in Scolia, doing some more program there. And then there's a further more more fundamental changes in the way that we use Scolia, extensions in editable Scolia being inspired by what Magnus Mansk has done in with the Listeria tools, where you can go in and edit on a page in Wikipedia, you edit and then you edit in Wikidata. So you can imagine that you are on the Scolia page and you actually edit, you are able to edit in Wikidata items. So Scolia would be something with what could be done if we have the ability to log in to Scolia. So the user could have followers or followees and messages between the users and new relevant data appears in Wikidata, you can perhaps get a message about that. And then specialized aspects, we already have some in bioinformatics, genes, proteins. I think that there's a lot of other opportunities in this aspect. At the moment, Egon Willihagen is also working on feeds to extend Scolia. So I think I'll now show some of the things there from... Hopefully, if I go back to the hopefully I have a good connection here. So here's the main page of Scolia on the canonical side in at the ToolForge web service. Let's go to Jutta Frith, famous English-German psychologist. And now it's looking up. It's built the Scolia webpage and now looks up on the Wikidata query service and now generating these tables here. So this is her most recent publications as entered into Wikidata. And let's go down here. I think we got 78 of them, so we can walk through them over here. Here's the number of publications per year. The earliest one we found or entered into Wikidata only is back in 1970, and we got up to 2014. And if we go down here, we see her first author articles are these blue ones here. Going further on, number of pages. Now this property, that it's taken from a specific property in Wikidata, and it's not necessarily used very much. Here's the journal she published in. Brain is a specific journal published by Oxford University Press, some other journal, the Journal of Child Psychology, perhaps, and the co-author graph that was shown. And further on down here, here's what it's working on. Apparently, the user who was logged in here is German, because now the information here is in German, it seems. Okay, because I'm here because of the audio. Oh yeah, okay. Magic. Okay, yeah. Ah, I never seen that before in Denmark. As topics of authored, this was the brain and autism. She's very active into autism. And here's how she look, and her husband Chris Frith. And her doctoral student, Francesca Happy. So there's a further down, there's some citation information, but you can see all the work, organization, venue information. If you go here, the Lundbeck Foundation. So here we see sort of information about work supported by the Lundbeck Foundation. This is usually within the brain science. And you see a citation here I put out from a specific paper. So in the acknowledged section of this particular paper, it's written, the SIMBI database and associated biobank were supported by the Lundbeck Foundation. And this is the particular paper published there. This is one that I've typed in myself here in this questionnaire. Yeah. So these information are, I'm not sure that we can get them automatically at the moment. There might be some databases that have this kind of information, but I've not tried that. So I've typed in this particular one because I'm among the many authors on that one. Yes, this is in a property in a qualifier. We can go there actually. Yes, yeah. So now I'm let me just see whether I can. Now I go into Wikipedia. Wikidata, and somewhere down there. There should be, there's a lot of authors, publication date, sponsor there. And down here in the, it's on the, in a qualifier or no, just as part of the reference there, yeah. And there's also the National Danish Hospital has apparently also funded some of the, so it's there also. Maybe we should have some questions just before, anything? No, this kind of thing here, yeah. Yeah. So the question of whether you are allowed to take this out from non from
arguably the grant code is that. Yeah, but not that particular sentence. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I imagine that perhaps this could be fed into a machine learning, and at some point, or yeah, we can. Well, it's also a question whether this is sufficiently short to fall under some kind of fair use. Or,
yeah, even fair use.
Yeah. But of course, we're using the title of we're using some part of the metadata of an article, the title, although it might be actually copyrightable.
Yeah, that metadata where we get it from, it is available on CC0, like from Crossref.
Yeah.
That metadata is CC0. So
yeah.
Data. But some of the sources don't do that, and also if you're talking about scraping things,
yeah,
you run into the same problem. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we look on one of the showed you this here with the multiple items here. So this is with two works that are listed here. And one of them I showed before. So there's a lot of, apparently in this case, there's a lot of articles that are citing these two works together. So all these works here cites the above ones. And here's the plot. Yeah. Any more questions?
Working, yes. So there are multi-billion companies out there that are building proprietary software to do these kind of things. you know, research profiles, applications around works, around authors. And I was presenting just a couple of days ago a demo of Scolia at 417, so one of the conferences focused on infrastructure for scholarly communication. And people were blown away, right? So the idea that now we have the ability of building a real-world application, right, which fairly simply stitches together a bunch of queries, but basically displays these insights about scholarship using entirely CC0 data is something unprecedented. And so all people I show this to, publishers, designers and developers of open platforms for scholarship, funders, they were all blown away. So I think it's a very promising way of showcasing what Wikisite can do specifically for scholarship.
Okay, yeah. Anything more? Great. Okay, Daniel, Mitchell.
Maybe you can then go a bit into what you would wish for the next. You explained some of the things that you're kind of planning to do, or you could ask outline a little bit what the community could do to help this particular project, we could explore some of those, or we could go through some of the things we know that are issues on GitHub.
One thing that I think would be interesting if we start using Wikidata more as a bibliographic reference management software, perhaps not just using the through Scolia, but through other means, so that can generate more data into Wikidata, so it's becoming more complete and more sort of relevant to look up in stuff and information. I think that might be one thing.
Yeah, I think using it as a reference manager has a lot of appeal because it means direct reuse. It is, and reference management is what many people do on a very daily basis. Mm-hmm. And so we would get a steady stream of curation, basically. And we get it from the people who are actually interested in it. So not necessarily the librarian who is just doing his whatever or her 100 curation events on the papers that just came in. But people who are actually reading this because they're interested in it. And they don't necessarily pay a lot of attention to metadata, but they pay attention to the quality of the papers they submit somewhere that includes caring about the metadata.
Yeah.
And also there are not a lot of open reference managers out there. And the most popular one is Zotero, which doesn't start out with a very structured. They are basically scraping. And so there could be a very fruitful interaction actually with the Zotero and possibly other communities. Yeah, well, we have already translators both ways to and from Zotero. And that could actually help Zotero and could also help Wikidata.
Yes. Yeah. When I'm writing a scientific paper now, all the references are coming from Wikidata almost exclusively. I don't. Perhaps there's one or two sort of very specialized. If you're referencing, a very specialized thing, web page.
I think you're both talking about a different meaning of all. So you're talking about all scientific papers. He's talking about all the papers that he's citing in his own workflow, and I think that's a difference of scale. And we're probably ending up somewhere in between.
Yeah, and we're having just a discussion at the end of a previous session that you were there.
Yeah, so, I know. I'm very sorry.
So. No. But I think it's a great point. Like my sense is that obviously right now, importing all references would be bigger than the entire size of Wikidata in terms of items. However, 100 million publications, which is roughly the order of magnitude of scholarly publications that exist at the moment, is not inconceivable given the size of Wikidata or a future Wikibase instance, right? So we're not there yet, but it's not technically impossible. It's more like a social problem, whether that's something that's desirable or not. Does that make sense?
Probably quite stupid question. Okay. So I have another, I think a stupid question, because I did not attend the last session about Wikisite. So what I didn't really get at this point, if you are telling me that you would like to bring all the references to Wikidata, what is the role of Wikisite then?
So Wikisite is not an additional project. It's an initiative, it's a program, if you wish, that tries and facilitate...
Funding, mostly just meetings now,
it's not a separate project. It's basically building on Wikidata.
So, we have comments.
it's not a project like Wikimedia Commons or Wikiversity and Wiktionary or something like that.
I totally missed that point.
I think in the start, at one point, James Hare was starting his own kind of wiki with information, library base that was a wiki base installation.
Yeah.
So it was sort of James Hare's own project. But I think he's mostly moved to Wikidata now and imports a lot of stuff there.
Okay. Great. Super. Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay. Yes. For the last thing, I might show you how I'm working with things. So I'm also into what's called embedding and machine learning topic. And when I read papers, I've typed them up with the embedding keywords, so I keep track of it, and it's very nice, I think.
So. Since you have shown the sponsors of this work, actually, I do something bad, I think, because we are just crawling the German Research Foundation, the project data, just for the third time or so, because it's always inconsistent, but this is what we do at the moment. And I was wondering if I can bring this data, which is not official data. I shouldn't bring this to Wikidata then. So from the German Research Foundation. So I should talk to the live stream.
Maybe not the microphone. Oh yeah, we can make the microphone work. And we can probably also make that workflow work to some extent. So for instance, if you have the right to publish your data somewhere, say on Zenodo or in your institutional repository, under CC0, then we can look at the data formats and find a way to take it from there into Wikidata. You can probably not do it directly if it's not published officially anywhere.
This is something super interesting to bring the funders, the funding data and the articles and the authors, you know, in one database, and then we can ask totally different questions.
Yeah.
Are we showing the NIH? At least the potential.
But even when we showed at the NIH, we're having discussions about what this could do for them. They were excited.
Yeah.
As of 3 months ago, there was less than 1/10 of you.
Exactly. So it's growing fast.
Yeah. So there's not much sponsor information, but James Hare was sort of a wiki data in residence at this particular institute, National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. What, sorry?
Some things even published in the future.
Oh, yeah.
That's because some publishers, they assign their publication dates in funny ways.
Yeah. But here's a lot of things. I don't know actually whether we have... But it's at least over 10,000 items here, but it's more than that, 40 or 50,000?
Okay. I have
plenty
information.
Okay.
Yeah, and the trouble is that coverage of funder ID in metadata is extremely poor. So I don't have any figures at hand, but my understanding is that even in Crossref, the data about specific grants or funders is very sparse. meaning that there's no good comprehensive source of data at the work level that could be leveraged for this, as far as I know.
Okay, maybe we should stop here and take the discussion offline, or we can continue.